Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Friday, September 3rd. College football is here. Week one is underway. Had a good game last night. Ohio State struggling for a bit, about 2.5 quarters, maybe 2.75 quarters against Minnesota before pulling away. We'll get to a little college football recap in a minute. I do want to tease our guest today. He's great. I had never interviewed him before or talked to him before. Brad Powers of Brad Powers Sports. He's a big college football gambler. Used to work with RJ Bell at pregame.com. He used to work with Phil Steele. Like, he's been around the block. So we'll get to that. You guys will like the interview. Real quick, just wanted to briefly know. A little disappointed in Team USA Soccer. Went down to El Salvador. Tied El Salvador 0-0. Kind of a listless performance. I know it's tough to win on the road in CONCACAF World Cup qualifying, but like after the disaster that was qualifying for the last World Cup and missing the last World Cup, I'm like, there's no room for error here. We can't be screwing around. Like, I know they really struggled on the road leading up to the last World Cup and qualifying. Listen, you got a point at least against El Salvador, but El Salvador's not very good. I know it's a hostile environment. There's guards with like riot police guards at every corner kick set up if you watch it. A little hostile. So they got the tie. Listen, no room for error Sunday. You got to beat Canada at home, okay? You got to beat them. That's got to be three. Now, Pulisic is expected back, and now I've done too long on soccer. Let's, well, actually, you know what? I want to quickly just talk one quick word about Ohio State. Defensively, they did not look good. Minnesota really moved the football at will, I thought. Minnesota ran all over them until their running back suffered what looked like an Achilles injury. The kid, Ibrahim, really nice player, man. That was a bummer. You could, like, slow-mo of the video. It looked like a popped Achilles, which is a bummer. He's a senior. Guy had monster year last year, 15 touchdowns, and he gashed Ohio State. $160, two TDs. Like, he kept them in the game. And then when he went out, they like didn't have much offense. But C.J. Stroud, the Ohio State quarterback, he looked all right. I know if you just look at the stats, C.J. Stroud was amazing. 4 touchdowns, 294 yards. Like, slow down. Okay. Three of those touchdowns, super duper wide open receivers. Olave and Wilson are probably first rounders. And then he essentially threw a screen to Henderson, the freshman, who took it 70 yards to the house. So I'm not going to say Stroud is nothing. But I will say, like, first start on the road, not an easy one. Next week against Oregon, a little tougher. That's going to be a tougher situation. Oregon defense is much better than Minnesota. But it was good. It's good to have college football back. All right, let's get to Brad Powers of BradPowersSports.com.
You know a guy. Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's bring on to Straight Fire a college football guru. I've known his work forever because he's worked with RJ Bell, and now he has basically his own shop, BradPowersSports.com. Brad Powers. Brad, how are you, man?
Excellent. Thanks for having me on.
I mean, listen, week zero college football, not that exciting. I'm sure you were, heavily watching UCLA, Hawaii, right? But this one, week one, has like as good of a slate as I've seen in a long time.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, I know everyone in today's day and age, recency bias, and everyone wants to hype everything up. This is legitimately the best week one slate we've ever seen in college football.
Keep going. Yeah, no, go ahead.
Oh, I mean, starts with Georgia-Clemson. That's as good as a week one game as we've ever seen, two top five teams. But it's just not that. I mean, you looked at the ranked-on-ranked matchups, Penn State, Wisconsin, LSU, UCLA. Yeah. Just go right down. I mean, it's as deep as we've ever seen in a season-opening week.
You know, and it feels like it's needed because I don't know about you, Brad, last year, but I wasn't as heavy on gambling on college football. It's just it was like a weird season, games canceled and, you know, teams playing like four, five, six games. I just wasn't that into it, but I'm like super locked in for week one here. It feels like it's needed to bounce back for college football.
It's definitely needed. I mean, what makes college football unique and great is the atmospheres. Mm. I mean, you get the fan support is almost similar to European soccer. I mean, it's different than any other sport that we have in America. But, you know, I'll say as a fan, it was different as a bettor last year. I mean, I loved it because, if you can get on top of information before the market and half the team's out because of COVID, I mean, it was a very profitable year. I'll just put it that way.
So information is a key word there. So, I mean, you've been doing this for a long time. Obviously, you've got connections at a lot of places. But with the advent of Twitter becoming so omnipresent, I mean, do you find yourself just locked onto a computer like 12 hours a day during the week waiting for news? Or are you more plugged into the point where you're texting people, hey, what are you hearing? And trying to get in on moves before the lines move?
It's all the above. So, I mean, I trust my own numbers first. When I'm betting opening numbers, it's just about my numbers compared to the bookmakers. And then throughout the course of the week, it's getting that information. So it's all the above. I mean, it's locked into people that have inside info. That wasn't the case 10 years ago when I started, but now, I mean, I'm more of a known commodity. People reach out to me. And then, you know, it's reading Twitter, believe it or not. I know Twitter's, can be mainly negative. I think it's a great positive as far as if you're following the beat writers for the teams and you're getting that information. I mean, you can beat the market on a lot of this stuff. But, I mean, the downfall is it's not great for your health to look at a computer screen 16 hours a day, 4 months straight. But, it is. It's all about making money.
Health, relationships, kids, all that fun stuff. Let's start with one of the lines that I feel like, you watch them closer than I have, but since it opened, Notre Dame FSU feels like it's moved more than any other game on the board. Is that accurate?
Well, it depends on what the opener was. I mean, there's some ones that what I call soft openers, they moved like more than a touchdown. But if you're talking when most people were able to bet, I mean, certainly it's moved 3-4 points. And obviously the money's come in on Florida State. I mean, it's down to 7 now, which is obviously a very key number in football. All the money's come in on Florida State. I got to tell you, I mean, I did bet Florida State when that line got to its highest point at 10.5. But I'm all about numbers. And if it drops off a 7, I'm firing a lot on Notre Dame. I think there's too much negativity about Notre Dame right now just because they're an inexperienced team. They're still way more talented in Florida State. And Florida State, I just think, has way more question marks than the Irish do.
And obviously, the Brian Kelly, I don't know where you are on him. I still think he's a pretty good coach. If you could get a middle on that, wow. I mean, 6.5 Notre Dame and 10.5 Florida State, that could be a very, very good start to your season. Any chance you think it touches 6.5?
Well, I already got a middle because I bet 6 at a place in May on Notre Dame. I thought they were way too light. And then I took it back like a month later. I thought a book was way too high on the game at 10.5. So I'm already looking to middle, but I'm looking to really want to take a position on Notre Dame. And I think it might happen. And here's why, you know, when it comes to, it's a Sunday game isolated. I think when people see that 7.5 or whatever, the public's going to want to bet Florida State. They're going to read, oh, Notre Dame only returns 9 starters. I think the public is going to be on the underdog, a rare time where they're going to be on the dog. So I think we might see a 6.5.
It's interesting you say only 9 starters. I look at Alabama and Brad, you know, they're in a big game this weekend against Miami. They lost basically, what, 5 guys to the first round of the draft? They lost 5 coaches, I think. I mean, you know, Notre Dame only returns 9. What about Alabama? Do we hold them to the same standard, or does it not matter because all they get is 5-star superstars?
It doesn't matter. I mean, when you sign the arguably the greatest recruiting class we've ever seen, I mean, 7 5-stars they're bringing in. I mean, most teams don't sign 7 5-stars in a 10-year period. Notre Dame's one of those teams. So Alabama's different. As long as Nick Saban's there and they're bringing in recruiting classes. And keep in mind, you also have to look at it historically. Alabama is a program that usually only returns 11, 12 starters on average each and every year. Ever since, you know, that they've been losing guys to the NFL draft year after year. It's just more of the same with Bama. I mean, I still have number one.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. And the number seems to keep moving up. I did take a small position on the under. I don't know. Do you have anything on that Alabama, Miami?
Under is one of my favorite totals of the week. I have a lot of position on the under. So and here's my thought process is when you break down each group. So you're looking offense, defense for both teams. All 4 to me scream under. Offense for Alabama, if they are going to start slow, it's going to be on the offense side of the ball. New quarterback, new running back, lose their, you know, their top 2 wide receivers, and more importantly, 4 new assistant coaches. And look, regardless of your thoughts on Bill O'Brien and whatnot, I do think at least early on, he is a step down from Steve Sarkisian as far as a play caller. So down on Alabama's offense. Up on Alabama's defense, I think they got their best defense in the last 3-4 years. In fact, 8 returning starters on that Alabama defense, that's the most they've had on that side of the ball in 10 years coming into a season. So they'll be one of the best, if not the best, defense in the
country. But wait, let me ask real quick. This is a defense that got shredded last year at times. The kid at Ole Miss just moved the football on him with ease. I don't know how I feel about Miami being able to move the football that easily. But, like, they return a lot of guys. But would you say they were great last year or just, like, average?
Below average for Alabama standards. But keep in mind, they're also running a different style. I mean, they're not running as much. I mean, they're perfectly fine, you know, having a team score 20, 25 per game on them. Why? Because their offense, instead of 10 years ago, is scoring 10 more points per game on average. So, it probably doesn't set – Nick Saban's not always happy probably, but it's just the game has changed where, I mean, Alabama offensively is just scoring more, so they can allow a little bit more on defense.
So I just want to clarify for people. A lot of people are going to hear this morning. They're going to say, oh, I got to pound Alabama, Miami under 61. Brad, you know, this number's been out there for a while because these week one games have been out. I got 62.5, I think, 2 weeks ago, and then it's 62, now 61. So do your numbers still say, hey, there's an edge on Alabama 61 under?
It's a lean. I mean, I got 65.5. That's the problem with week one. I mean, everyone gets excited for the season. Oh, I want to bet. But the reality is these numbers have been out for 2 months. Guys like myself have been betting into this consistently for 2 months straight. And people are asking me, oh, what's your best bet, this and that? Well, I got a lot of best bets in pocket, but I bet them 2 months ago.
Yeah.
So, I mean, here's what you should be betting now. Late breaking injury news, weather news. And then if you got a position on a team, and the beauty of today's day and age is you can live bet. And if you're just dead wrong about a team, get off your pre-flop position and in-game live bet. I mean, that's what I'm going to be doing. It's just that's the only added bets that I get. Weather, injury, and in-game. That's it. There's really nothing on the board I'd bet right now big.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Okay, UCLA, LSU. I'm out here in Southern California. I know a lot of you UCLA grads. I've asked at least 15 of them, hey, you going to the game this weekend? They're like, who are we playing? And I'm just saying, Brad, like, it's a four-day weekend out here in L.A. because the kids are out of school, so a lot of people going out of town. I know that LSU had to deal with, obviously, Hurricane Ida, but my sense is this is going to be a pro-LSU crowd.
Yeah, I would if it wasn't for the hurricane, I mean, I would lay minus 500 that LSU would have a crowd advantage. I mean, look how pathetic and feeble the crowd was last week for UCLA. And people gave me all these excuses. There's stuff to do in LA, this and that. All their excuses basically told me why it shouldn't have been a sellout, why there shouldn't have been 60 or 70,000 in that stadium. Did you look at the aerial footage? There wasn't even 10,000 people in that stadium. I mean, it's pathetic. So, I mean, this is an interesting game. A lot of people ask me about this one. I mean, it's a high variance game to me. I can tell you the professional side is definitely UCLA. They bet UCLA +4.5, +4, +3.5 earlier this week. But this is one where I could see where Joe Public might be right. I mean, LSU is still way more talented. They'll have the crowd edge. That number actually looks a little cheap to me, LSU -3. I might talk myself into it, honestly.
If it hits three, it's definitely an LSU play for you, right?
Yeah, it is.
I'm just wondering. So, Brad, these numbers have been out for, you said, 2 months in the desert, and I guess in some of the offshore books. But I do wonder, once, you know, this week is done, do you historically lay most of your bets Sunday and then Monday before all the money starts to flow in? Or talk me through your strategy for, like, going forward this season.
Oh, I do. I mean, most of my bets are Sunday morning. So there's a place called Circa in Vegas.
Yeah.
And they have reasonable limits. I mean, you can get two dimes down at 11 a.m. morning Pacific time on a Sunday morning. I know people at that time, I'm watching the NFL, the 1 o'clock games, but I'm betting college football and I'll make 15, 20 bets at 11. And you got to do it within 5 minutes or those numbers get bet up. But that's kind of been a new thing that's been around the last couple of years. And I'll tell you, it probably represents 70% of my overall betting for the entire week is made between 11 a.m. Pacific time and 11:05 on a Sunday morning.
Okay, so the counter to that is, well, wait, Brad, is the COVID stuff this year. There was the COVID stuff last year. Do you really feel confident putting down $1,000 on a game on a Sunday morning when so much shit could go haywire with the COVID?
I do. I mean, it was the case last year, and I had my best betting year ever. So, I mean, against those numbers, I keep track because, I mean, look, there was a concern, and I'm not saying that every bet I made was great, but a majority of them were. And, you know, I always look at, you know, teams that are kind of struggling with COVID the week prior, and I kind of faded that. Oh, I'm not sure that it's going to necessarily be better this week for them. So, I mean, it was different, but I got to look at my results. It wasn't like, oh, I had a great year. I bet 20 games and went 12-8. No, I bet like 200 games and hit 60%. So I'm all in on betting early. It's me versus the bookmaker. And it's not like me betting later in the week when it's me versus the entire world, the entire market, and I'm laying a money. I'd rather me versus them. I'm going to beat you. That's my thought process.
All right. So if you don't mind, and I don't, let's look quickly at week two. So week one's going to be done Sunday morning. If you're in Vegas or if you're shopping online, some lines will be up. Oregon, Ohio State. That's obviously one of the marquee games of the month, maybe the season. I had heard somebody try to talk me into, hey, you know what? Ohio State's going to kind of soft pedal it against Minnesota. That's why everybody's betting Minnesota. Ohio State's focused on Oregon next week. Are you buying that? And what numbers are you seeing? Or what was the preseason number on this game?
It was anywhere between 10 and 13 on the Buckeyes. I thought a fair number. It's one that I didn't bet as far as Ohio State favored over Oregon. They deserve to be double-digit favorites. I can tell you that. And I would lean that Buckeye way up until minus 14. I'm hearing similar thoughts on the Ohio State-Minnesota game. But I just think the talent gap is so wide between the two. If Ohio State's going to slow play it, I prefer the under. And the under in that game tonight on Thursday was my preference instead of betting Ohio State or Minnesota. I mean, we'll see. The Ducks have been banged up. I mean, they've lost three guys since the spring on the defense side of the ball. So, again, I would lean Ohio State anything under two touchdowns. And that's where I expected to fall, somewhere between 11 and 13 and a half.
The other big game is Iowa versus Iowa State. It seems like that game's always close, always some weird shenanigans happening. Any lean there or interest? A lot of people like Iowa State this year. It feels a little overblown to me, but I don't know.
I'm with you on that. I love Matt Campbell. I've been betting Iowa State a lot the last 3-4 years. I'm not betting them this year. I think they're overpriced. I'll tell you what, one thing I want to attack, the line's not up yet. Northern Iowa against Iowa State. I want Northern Iowa so bad. It's going to be a big number. Northern Iowa plays great defense. Iowa State usually starts the season off slow. They're not going to show their full hand with Iowa on deck. Northern Iowa is a really good bet. And I also bet Iowa already against Iowa State. I got 7.
So you're fading Matt Campbell, huh?
I'm fading Matt Campbell.
Fading Brock Purdy?
They got a great team. I mean, I got them power rated in my top 10. That's the highest I've ever had him in my power ratings, but I mean, how do they handle expectations? And Brock Purdy's been there forever, but he's not necessarily, getting better and better. He's what he is. He's a solid, good college quarterback. But, I mean, he's not a five-star.
Yeah. I was drinking the NFL Kool-Aid on him last year, and then you watch him, and you're like, oh, I don't know. this guy. Let's wrap up with the Texas Longhorns. I got some buddies who are headed to Texas this weekend for their opener. And next week, you know, it's tough to bet. I don't know what to make of Texas this year. We had Preston Johnson on last week, and he's extremely bullish on Sark and Texas. Do you have any read on the Longhorns this year and early in the season?
I've been mixed. I mean, to me, it's all about numbers. I thought one casino was a little too low on Texas. I bet them like over five conference wins, or no, it's 4.5 conference wins. And I thought they're going to win at least five games in the Big 12 this year. It's not like they're going to have a losing record. Yeah. So I bet them over there. I do think Sark's an upgrade as far as recruiting and also offensive play calling. But offense wasn't the issue for Texas last year. I mean, they average over 40 points per game.
Yeah.
Hudson Card will be fine at quarterback. It's a really interesting start to the season because they got two really tough games. I mean, they're going to be favored in both, obviously 8 against Louisiana and 4 next week at Arkansas, which is going to be a tough game. But right now, I'd actually bet them against Louisiana. I think Louisiana is too much of a public dog, and that number's cheap to me. I love Louisiana. I wanted to bet them in that game. Well, I did bet them 14.5. Now it's down to 8.
That opened to 14.5 this summer?
Yeah, BetOnline did. 14.5. Can you believe that?
Okay,
it's so, not like Brad, I bet $5,000. They only let me bet $500, but
yeah.
I mean, I'll
so
take
wait,
it
so,
me.
So Brad,
it's not
hold
free
up.
Money, but it's close.
How can BetOnline open up? And I know their guy. I think I follow him on Twitter. I forget his name. He's been around the block for a while. But they opened at 14.5. Was that like market wide or no?
No, it wasn't. I can't believe they did it because that line had been out at like certain places, like the South Point in Vegas, right around 10. And I thought that was a fair number. And they opened at 14.5. Kudos to them. They took a position, but I'm glad they did. I took my position. Yeah. I said, hey, your number is wrong. I took the 14.5.
Wow. All right. I'll wrap up with this, Brad. It's one of these questions that keeps coming up in the gambling industry, like, you know, being banned from casinos and not being allowed to bet. A, has that kind of happened to you? And B, like, where are you on that? I know that you mentioned Circa, and their guys will let anybody bet any number. They just will take any bag that someone wants to drop on the table. But a lot of other places aren't operating like that. I'm curious as to your thoughts on this.
Oh, wow. I got mixed feelings. I mean, I get why everyone, you know, bitches and complains about it. But, you know, if you had a leak in your business and said, hey, man, I'm losing money from this little sector of my business, wouldn't you want to eliminate that? I mean, so I see why that they're doing it. I am not greedy. So I'm very cautious. I try not to use my player's card, you know, books that I think are really soft. I try to stay in the game as long as possible. Let's put it that way. I've been limited. I've been, you know, monitored where, you know, even if it's a really small bet, like 200, 500 bucks, they're going to move it big time on me after.
Okay, but hold on. Time out. Brad, hold on. 200 or 500 bucks. What do they care about 200 or 500 bucks when they're taking in thousands and thousands of dollars? Like, why does that matter to them? That's what I can't grasp. And have you asked any of them, dude, why do you give a shit about my $200 bet when the other people make it $5,000?
And learn something about it. But I mean, I'm mixed because, I mean, I'm pretty cutthroat with my money. But I don't like the practice, to be honest with you. Obviously, I like the way Circa is doing business. Anybody come in and make a bet, here's the number. You bet in the number, we'll move it after you bet it. Here's your posted limit. You know what you're going to be able to bet before. I mean, if you're asking me what I prefer their model over everybody else's model. But I'm here to tell you, the other people's models, the DraftKings and everybody else that's out there in the marketplace, that's where we're going as a market. We're not going the circle way. I can tell you
It's a little disappointing just because you mentioned the word greedy, and isn't that what the casinos are being when they're limiting like a handful of people from large bets when they've got thousands of people betting and losing?
Yeah, I think so. And look, if I was running a sports book, I'd let pretty much anybody bet. I wouldn't let everybody.
You're turning a profit either way, right? It doesn't matter what this guy's doing with his bet. I mean, they're winning every month, every week, are they not? I mean, there's like three. I love it. Like 3 weeks out of the year, the public cleans up in the NFL. And there's this big, the public crushed the casinos. 3 weeks out of what, 15, 20?
Yep.
If you include the playoffs. Like, come on. Who gives a shit, Brad? Like, it just gets me annoyed. I don't know.
It does. I mean, I would like say I'm booking Brad Powers. Hey, man, you can make a bet on anything you want. But I mean, you're not going to be I wouldn't allow a guy like myself to bet $10,000. I can tell you that. I mean, I would give, hey, what do you think a fair bet is? 1,000, 2,000, 500, whatever it is. I would allow you to bet that. But I mean, the thing that I really bothers me, I mean, there's some people getting limited like $2, $50 on an NFL side. I mean, forget banning. I mean, it's,
What's the point of that than
get limited to $50 on a bet?
Yeah. So, I mean, again, okay. So how many, you said, let's say they say, Brad, no more bets of 10,000. We'll only let you do $5,000 bets. I mean, Brad, how many people are making bets in the sports casino to the times the amount of what your $5,000 bet is? I don't know, 20? I mean, what's your guess?
I would say
yeah, 50. At least. So yeah. it just doesn't add up to me why they're trying to do this, but I guess this is the way the industry's going. I guess one more bit pivoting off that. Sorry to take up too much time here, but you know, where are you on the whole growth of gambling and the gambling gold rush? Like, again, you've been doing this for 10 years. I've been, you know, gambling and talking about gambling at Fox for about 5 years now, and it just seems like the industry is just saturated. You got a lot of, let's just say people. I don't want to single out any women or young men, but it's just a lot of new people, and everybody has a voice, and they claim they're a lock in this game and that. And should we start keeping track of how people are doing, or does it not matter? Or is it just like, hey, caveat emptor, man. If you're not going to do your homework, you're screwing yourself.
We could probably do a whole 3-hour podcast on this, or maybe even a series. I like legalization. I'll put it that out there.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, I like it. What I don't like is, you know, what's become popular in the industry. And it's within a couple year period, it's already, I mean, if you're asking me, there's 10 betting podcasts or whatever out there, 10 betting shows, you know, out of those 10, how many are useful to me? Maybe one. I mean, it's just, you use the word saturation. I mean, it's oversaturated at this point, but
it's still early, Brad.
And look, I'll say this. I'll put some of the blame on the consumer. Be better.
They're dumb.
Demand better information. And I'm not talking just picks record. Just demand better information. You know, maybe that one bet that somebody offered lost, but look at the long-term results. Demand better as a consumer. If you want the industry to be better, demand it for yourself and not, you know, fall for, I'll get myself in trouble with this. I mean, regardless, the guy, whether it's a guy, you know, screaming locks, or it's a girl in a, you know, looks great in a bikini, demand better than that.
I mean, it's like, do you do that with your stock picks? You know, do you just see some guy, some random dude on social media talking about stock picks and then blindly tail that ass clown? Not even knowing like what he's done historically, just because he's shouting from the rooftops about a stock?
No, I don't. I mean, I still get people's information, pay for it, but I don't hold them to it. I just want, I want information. And then I make the bet myself. I mean, I have to go on my phone and literally make the bet. And if it loses, if I blindly tail a guy, which never happens, it never happened even 10 years ago from me. Yeah. I mean, that's my responsibility. I don't blame the person I got it from, but as a consumer, I still gather as much information as I can. I'm never blindly betting anybody. I don't care how good you are.
Well, I mean, again, the Eastern Washington UNLV, to bring it back to that, I'm on a text chain with some guys who gamble. Two of them are based in Vegas, and they were like, hey, Jay, you got to get on this. And I was like, all right. And it wasn't like totally blind, because I did Google and read a little bit, but they don't just send out a spam out, hey, here's 10 picks a weekend, here's 15, you know. Yeah. It's just like, this is the game. This is the one. And I was like, all right. So I looked into it. And now that I asked you and the confirmation is there, because I'm going to go ahead and guess, Brad, if you do radio and podcast all week, you may not get asked about that game once.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, if it wasn't UNLV, I would not ever get asked about that game. I will, because it's the local team and I'm here in Vegas.
Yeah. All right. BradPowerSports.com. He's got a lot of good information. Clearly knows his stuff on college football. Thanks a lot, Brad. Good luck, obviously, this week and next week and throughout the season.
Hey, it was great talking with you. Thanks for having me on.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
Good stuff from Brad Powers. And I think what we're going to do every Friday is a hodgepodge of college football and NFL picks. I don't know if we'll roll them together and track the best bet or separate them, but I have bet, and it's funny, I like this saying, don't tell me what you think, tell me what's in your portfolio. So here are the 7 games that I bet this weekend. Brad Powers said something interesting, like, I don't just bet anything blindly. I will hear from some people that I very much trust who I know are in the professional gambling space, and they're going to say, listen, I'm on this, and I will just take it. Not often, and I'm not putting like big four figures on these random games that I know nothing about. So of these 7, 5 of them are my picks. 2 are from elsewhere. Number one, the game I'm most involved in, Miami-Alabama under 62. We talked about it last week with Preston Johnson. I'll be stunned if Miami gets 14 points. And if they do, this is probably toast. Under 62, Alabama's going to score. It's just a matter of how much. This feels like 42-7, something in thereabouts. I just want to point out to you guys, North Carolina had 778 yards of offense in one game last year against Miami. One game. 778 yards. Like, that was with 2 defensive ends who got drafted in the NFL. Okay? Alabama, I know they're replacing everybody. I bet the under fairly significantly. I took UCLA getting 3.5 against LSU. I do not recommend it at 3. You got to get that hook, guys. You know, three is the most key number in football betting. So I got UCLA plus 3.5. I took the over on BYU Arizona over 52.5. I like Texas favored by 8. Now this one's interesting. The number has come down. In addition to that, it started to trickle up last night. I saw an 8.5. Listen, this might hit 9, could hit 10. Everybody's all geeked about Louisiana. You heard Brad Power say they're a public dog. That's risky. In Sark, I trust. Can I say that? So I'll go Texas minus 8. I took Cal favored by 3. I happen to have a weird friend who's very into Cal football. And another guy who briefly played football at Cal, who's also very plugged in there. And they keep hyping Cal to me. I said, I'll take a flyer. Cal favored by 3. And finally, South Alabama minus 1.5. If you will notice, there is no Clemson, Georgia there. I definitely like, because you're asking, obviously, Georgia getting 3.5. But if it's 2.5, give me Clemson. Again, 3 the key number here. I think this is a field goal game, right? I mean, these are two very, very good teams, two of the probably 5-6 best teams in the country. It's going to be a close one. I don't see a blowout either way. If it is, I'll be stunned. If it's like, you know, 34-10, I would be shocked. I frankly don't think Clemson is at the level it was late Deshaun Watson, early Trevor Lawrence. It's just not there this year. We'll see if Georgia can pull off the upset. I do think they're in the mix here. I would recommend throwing a little, if you want, on the UCLA money line against LSU. It's not the biggest risk in the world, but it could be fun. Plus, like, I'm out here in LA, so I will be rooting a little UCLA. And I guess the final one is, and I didn't actually bet this yet, but if you saw Ohio State in the first half, you were like, they don't look great. And they have Oregon next week. So if you look at Oregon this Saturday, do you say, are they thinking about Ohio State? They watched Ohio State Thursday night like everybody else. Do they come out not as locked in? And is there maybe a chance on taking the underdog and fading Oregon first quarter, first half? If that's an appetite for you, there might be something there. I would say take a gander at that. The other big game is Notre Dame, Florida State. I really want to take Notre Dame, but I'm going to wait. I think we'll see some public money on Florida State come in because Notre Dame, you know, they lost a quarterback, lost 4 offensive linemen. I think the public thinks FSU's back finally. FSU, I don't like them at all yet this year. So I would lean Notre Dame there. But just for the purposes of tracking picks, we'll go with the initial 7 that I gave up. South Alabama, Cal, Texas, UCLA, Alabama, Miami, under. BYU, Arizona, over. Those 7. All right, guys. Enjoy the weekend. We'll be back for you Monday with a special guest. You're going to love it. So have a great weekend.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.